With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Buffalo Bills beat the New York Jets last night 23-20 on Monday Night Football as Josh Allen and the Bills would overcome a Hail Mary touchdown by Aaron Rodgers at the end of the first half. As the Buffalo, they're now in first place with a 4-2 record in the AFC East. Josh Allen threw for two touchdowns, ran for another, and a Buffalo kicker Tyler Bass made up for an earlier miss by kicking a go-ahead 22-yard field goal with just over 3.5 minutes to go. Also, some NFL news and notes. Detroit Lions star edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson underwent successful leg surgery Sunday night in a Dallas-area hospital to repair his fractured tibia and fibula in his leg. Hutchinson will return to Detroit this week and is expected to make a full recovery, but his season is likely over as his injury typically carries about a 6 to 8 month recovery time. Doctors placed a metal rod in Hutchinson's leg during the surgery. Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel says he expects quarterback Tua Tagovailoa to play again this season, although he did not have an exact date for his return. Tua has spent the past 4 weeks on injured reserve with a concussion that he suffered on September 12th. Tua is still not eligible to return until the Dolphins game against the Arizona Cardinals in Week 8. McDaniel did not comment. Tua returning when he's eligible next week, but for the first time since his concussion, the coach did offer some optimism into the quarterback playing again this season. And after suffering their worst home loss in his time as Dallas Cowboys owner and GM, 47-9 to Detroit on Sunday, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones supported his head coach, Mike McCarthy. Jones says he will not fire McCarthy in season, and McCarthy has posted 3 straight 12-5 years, but the Cowboys' lack of playoff success has put McCarthy's future into question. Cowboys are now 3-3 after that loss to Detroit heading into their bye week. Dallas has not advanced to the conference championship game since 1995. Kansas is the preseason number one top 25 men's college basketball poll released yesterday. Kansas at 1, Alabama at 2, and two-time defending national champion Connecticut is at number 3. Kansas received half of the 61st place votes. Houston and Iowa State, they round out the top 5. Other teams in the preseason top 10 include Gonzaga at number 6, Duke at 7, also Baylor, North Carolina, and Arizona. The Big 12 has half of the top 10 teams, but the SEC has the most in the top 25 with 9. And Philadelphia 76ers prized free agent acquisition Paul George left last night's preseason game against Atlanta with a hyperextended left knee. No immediate update on how much time George could miss following his injury. A 9-time All-Star, George's knee buckled on a defensive play in the second quarter. Philadelphia's been cautious with their star players. They've shut down All-Star center Joel Embiid on Sunday for the rest of the preseason for what the team called left knee management. For more sports, check out our website, KORNradio.com. I'm sports director Travis Krenz.